So help us with turning a story and all this information that we've gathered, because some of us know an awful lot about particular ancestors. How do you approach it? How do you get, what do you do with that big pile of stuff? And how do you turn that into something that's really interesting for the reader?
Right. So I always recommend to look at where the past impacted the present. So where is a junction in family history where what an ancestor did affects who you are? And, you know, in a lot of American family histories, that might be the choice to immigrate from Europe or immigrate from Asia. So that's an interesting place to start, because that had an effect on who we are. How did that person make the decision to pick up from Poland in, you know, 1898 or whatever? So that's sort of the first thing that you've got to do, is look at what interests the current generation. So another good example is recipes. You know, that's a very simple place to start, saying, you know, I always make this fruitcake for Christmas, and it's my great-grandmother's recipe. Well, do you have a story that goes with that recipe? And that would matter to everyone, because they love that fruitcake, or they don't, but it's part of the tradition. And so it would be nice to kind of know where that came from, who that person was, what do we know about her. To me, that's the first step in making sure that a story is going to be interesting and that there's something about it that matters to the present generation. And then the second part is to write it in such a way that it reads as a story, so that it's less telling and more showing. And I know that's very writerly speak, and so I spend some time in the book trying to convey what you can do in your writing to make it more engaging. So one of the big ways to do that is to write in scenes. And what do I mean by that? If you think about going to the theater or watching a movie, that's all show. That you're not being told anything, because no one can tell you what's in their mind. You're just seeing action, basically. So that's one way to think about it. If you have an interaction between two characters, in the past, you could tell me about what they talked about, or you could put those two people in a room and have them talk to each other. And the difference is that if you write it in the second way, in a scene, then we can experience them, and that is more engaging. So if you think about, you know, if you're sitting in the theater and you're seeing a production, you're part of the action of what goes on, because you're watching it. And so in good writing and engaging writing, that's what we're trying to recreate. So to have a story, you kind of have to round out the details. You know, who are the characters? What do they look like? How do they sound? How do they move? How do they talk to each other? What's their tone of voice? What's the particular setting that they're in? What's the time frame? And a lot of research can feed into that. So when I was writing my grandfather's story, for instance, you know, his writing is just his point of view, so he's not giving me much context. So I filled in the context by traveling to that hometown, and, you know, the house is still there. So I was able to see what the lay of the land is, you know, that the tram goes by, that there's a tram stop there. So I could sort of fill in what life felt like and how people moved through space and you know, the different things that they did, because I'd experienced the place itself. And, you know, other research can filter in. Like if you're writing about a particular day and time, you know, now we can look up what the weather was like on a particular day in 1938. And so you can write about, you know, was it a really cold day, was it a really hot day, sun was shining brutally or whatever. And that's brings the reader in, because it creates basically a space. Then you feel like you're experiencing the story, and so that makes for an interesting story.
Oh, and it makes for an interesting experience for the writer, doesn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, as a genealogist, you know, you're already listening to those ideas and thinking, oh, how fun would that be then to really flesh it out